And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 20th of May, 2015. W.H. Auden became a U.S. citizen on this day in 1946. He'd moved to the United States in 1939, met his lover, Chester Coleman, in this country, shared a house in New York with Carson McCullers, Benjamin Britten, and others between 1940 and 41. When the war broke out, he volunteered to go back to England and serve in the Army, but he was told that he was too old at the age of 32. It was on this date in 1609 the publisher Thomas Thorpe made an entry in the Stationer's Register in London that entered a book called Shakespeare's Sonnets, and soon after, Shakespeare's sonnets were published. There were no copyright laws at the time. These may have been published without Shakespeare's consent. The manuscript, full of errors, it appears to be incomplete, may have been an early draft. Thomas Thorpe himself had an unsavory reputation. He was known to have stolen manuscripts, but regardless, it came to print, and it's likely that had it not, only two of Shakespeare's sonnets would survive today. It's the birthday of Balzac, Honoré de Balzac, born in Tours, France, in 1799, a writer who kept revising his novels even after they had been set in type, so they had to be reset at great expense. He was deeply in debt much of the time, wrote for 14 to 16 hours a day, drinking cup after cup of strong black coffee. In 1 3-year period, Balzac produced more than 20 works, produced a vast series, more than 90 novels, that he called Le Comédie Humaine, the human comedy. Balzac called himself the secretary of French society. Oscar Wilde once said, "The 19th century as we know it is largely an invention of Balzac." And it was on this day, 1883, the Krakatoa volcano began erupting. A German ship was sailing past, saw a column of smoke and ash rising 7 miles into the sky. The volcano was rumbling, spewing out lava. And then in late August, a series of explosions blew the whole mountain and island apart. The explosion heard in Sri Lanka, 4,500 miles away. The tsunami rose to 130 feet, killed 36,000 people. Here's a poem for today by Mark Strand, The Everyday Enchantment of Music. A rough sound was polished until it became a smoother sound, which was polished until it became music. Then the music was polished until it became the memory of a night in Venice when tears of the sea fell from the bridge of sighs, which in turn was polished until it ceased to be, and in its place stood the empty home of a heart in trouble. Then suddenly there was sun, and the music came back, and traffic was moving, and off in the distance, at the edge of the city, a long line of clouds appeared. And there was thunder, which, however menacing, would become music. And the memory of what happened after Venice would begin, and what happened after the home of the troubled heart broke in two would also begin. The Everyday Enchantment of Music by Mark Strand, from his collected poems, published by Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And by LegalZoom, providing legal solutions for business owners, including corporate filings and legal plans featuring attorney contract review and tax advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.